This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, good to have you here, my friend.
Hello, Dave.
What do we got going on? I'm getting closed. Markets closed today, so not a lot today, but what's the rest of the week look like?
Well, let's look at last week first. You know, despite some very significant economic information and despite the signing of the phase one trade deal with China, and despite the Dow rising 500 points to all-time highs, there was almost no volatility in the MBS market. It was surprising to see. MBS pricing for the week were, I think they ended the week down 6 basis points. So it's, you know, just a very, very quiet week. Now, looking at the economic data, you know, it showed just everything that, you know, it couldn't have been much better, to be quite honest. Core inflation is tame, both at the consumer and the producer level. Retail sales in December were much better than expected, especially when you look at it excluding automobile sales. And then December housing starts were through the roof, up 17% from November, the best level since 2006. And so, you know, when you combine all this together, you got low inflation, which means low rates. You got full employment. You got growing inventory now, and that bodes well for the housing industry. So it was just it was a good week all the way around. Now, looking at this week, there's really not much on the calendar. Existing home sales comes out on Wednesday. There is an ECB or European Central Bank meeting on Thursday, but no major changes are expected there. There's also a Bank of Japan meeting. I was trying to think when the last time that even, you know, crossed the radar. That won't be a big issue. And, of course, who knows what's going to come out of the impeachment trial. Well, we kind of all expect we know what's going to come out. And assuming there's not a major surprise, that's not going to be a market-moving event over the next couple of weeks. So that's it. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Good job. Appreciate you so much being here for over 10 years. You commit to something, you commit. I love it. Thank you so much. Thanks.
You bet.
Thank you. Happy MLK Day. I don't want to say MLK. I want to honor that guy with his whole name, Martin Luther King. Thank you. Thanks, Joe. Good job. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors as we exit the program. Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, as well as Velma, Midyard, BenderSurf, and AI Assist. Of course, always thank you to Alice, Andy, Joe, and Alan for their contributions. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.